This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack. But with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Just Try It. My name is Scott Whatley. We are glad you are with us. Our show is brought to you by E-Bike of Colorado, 544 Front Street, downtown Louisville. Hey, they're open 7 days a week for your convenience from 10 to 7. I actually took a drive over. We are pre-recording today. A lot going on, which you'll hear about here in just a minute. But I left Highlands Ranch at 9 a.m., and I pulled into Louisville at 9:41. 41 minutes on a weekday. From Highlands Ranch to Louisville. Randy, not bad.
Hey, Scott, how are you?
How are you, man?
Wait a minute. I thought Highlands Ranch was way too far
exactly.
to come to downtown Louisville at E-Bike of Colorado. That's awesome.
No, I'm glad you timed it. Just driving normal, you know, not speeding, anything. Just
no. Well, we talked about
this a lot. And I-25 to 36, so, I mean, I didn't cut any shortcuts, whatever.
I-25 to Highway 36, yep. And here you are. So we talk about that a lot, don't we?
We do.
We're 15 miles from downtown Denver. I think people think when they think Louisville, mm-hmm. Colorado, that we're out in the boonies somewhere.
Right.
And, you know, we're some little podunk town. you know, we just went over to Moxie and got some pretty nice pastries.
Dude, you did, man.
They're pretty good. That's the quaintness of Louisville, right?
Right.
It's a small town type of environment, 22,000 people. But we're right in downtown, and it's great because my roots are here.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I'm sixth generation here. My son's seven, and I got two grandsons.
So, yeah, there'll be a statue out there one day. There's going to be a statue out there. Randy Caranci.
I don't think so, my friend. But thank you for driving up here.
Oh, you bet, man.
This is going to be fun because we got lots going on.
You got
today.
A lot going on.
Yeah,
right? So let's just start there. I mean, I see a lot of film crews here today. What's going on?
Yeah, they're just doing some commercial type video operation to just show our organization. And, you know, Scott, you usually mention this, but we are the largest e-bike dealer in the state of Colorado, mm-hmm. Independent, you know. So we decided to bring this crew in and interview some customers, and some of them are random customers coming in to do it, and some of them are from, you know, the Sunshine State, right? Is that right? Is that Florida?
I think that is Florida.
Actually, right. That's where the film crew is from, but most of you folks have heard me talk about a gentleman by the name of A.J. Milam. And A.J. just happened to walk in the door. No, he and I spent some time together, and he's here with us right now, live. Hi, A.J.
Hey, Randy.
How you doing, bud?
I'm good.
Hey, first time I've got to meet him face-to-face. We've had him on the show a couple of times when you've been in remote locations. But, you know, so, A.J., it is nice to meet you in person, man. Heard a lot of good things about you.
Absolutely, and it's nice to finally put a name to the voice or a face to the what am I trying to say? A face to the voice that
right.
I know. There
oh,
we go.
Cool, man. Well, it is good to have you. You know, we were kind of talking before we came on here, and you said something that I think is a really good way to say it. E-Bike of Colorado, doing business with them, is an experience.
It is.
And that's a word you use. We were kind of talking a little bit. So, completely unscripted, whatever. And Randy just said, hey, all transparency. Randy and AJ are friends, okay?
Yeah.
Now, but you know what? When it comes to business, I'm telling you, I got a lot of people that are friends, but I may not necessarily do business with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's still a choice there to be made, and you made that choice, you know, of course, to do business here at E-Bike of Colorado. So tell us, and man, in your own words, however how you want to break it down, what is that E-Bike of Colorado experience?
So what I like about it is, first of all, it's a family business. And not only is it a family business, meaning the family is a part of the business, they also treat their customers like their family, too. It's not about just selling them a bike. At least that's not the experience I had. You know, what I really like about E-Bike of Colorado is, yeah, they get you on a bike, but they get you on the right bike.
Right.
They make sure you try different brands. It's not just trying to push whatever is the most expensive or the ones that they make necessarily the most profit on.
Mm-hmm.
They make sure they find the right bike for you and the conditions and the way you're going to be riding that bike. What I also like about eBike of Colorado is that, yeah, they sell you the bike, but then it's not like you buy a bike and then you're gone from them. You know, they make sure they take care of you with service, or even if you have questions. I had a problem and I wasn't even in this state, and I called the service here and spoke with a gentleman by the name of Evo. And he's like, well, what's going on? I explained it. And he goes, try this, this, and this. And next thing you know, up and running. No problems whatsoever. It was user error, by the way.
Yeah. Well, I've been there. I've been there. You know, and one thing is cool, and like you said, to find your right bike. And here's the cool part, too, is we got a nice parking lot here, but who wants to just test ride a bike in a parking lot? They got a great trail system.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, that's the thing. Like most places, like, yeah, take it around the, you know, take it around the parking lot or whatnot. But you don't get the cars.
Yeah,
you don't get up to top speed. You don't get to really find out the functions. You don't get to test it over a pothole or anything, yeah. You know,
what's interesting about this interview today, because this is going to air today at noon. Mm-hmm. This is our regular slot for our interview. But we're doing it remote. So you're going to hear some background noise. You're going to hear some mechanics in the back. They're not working right now. Why not?
Because they're eating those pastries
They're trying to be quiet. No. So that's one of the things. You always mention that
I totally spaced it.
No, that's okay.
We're coming to you live from the world headquarters here at 544 Front Street in Louisville.
But this is cool because I just want to make sure that people understand that we usually do this in a studio.
Right.
You know, so...
I would like to add one more thing just about the level of detail that I noticed with eBike of Colorado is that I just went to the bathroom, and that thing was super clean, super nice, well-scented, well-stocked. It didn't look like a regular bathroom. And so I kind of notice things like that when I go to places, and when I see somebody that's that detail-oriented on even the bathroom, then I know they're taking care of me.
Usually everything forward is good, too.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. So, had you had much experience with e-bikes?
No.
Yourself? Because I hadn't either when Randy and I first met. Dude, I hadn't been on a bike in 50 years, just to be quite honest with you. You know, and I mean, it was a whole new deal for me.
It made biking fun for me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't this interesting? Scott, we didn't script any of this. Mm-hmm. We didn't even talk to AJ about it. We just put headphones on him and told him to hit you cold turkey. But he's hitting all the points we talk about on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. They work to get you on the right bike. They work with making e-bike responsibly. You know, that's our new that's another tagline that we're coining. It's because we see so many of these issues with, and the kids always get blamed for it, but it's not always kids that are out there tearing up the communities with their e-bikes. Sometimes it's adults, but if we could start to promote and work towards e-bike responsibly, that's a very important thing.
Right. I did have somebody tell me to ask you to cover this. I think a lot of parents have gone into stores, bought something for the kid, not understanding what that piece of equipment would do or could be adapted to do. What would be a couple of things that you could maybe think of to help parents out? You know, first of all, come here and you won't run into that problem.
Right.
All right? But just overall, general tips maybe so parents can get something that the kid should be riding, you know, at 9 years old and 12 years old.
Sure. You know what we're seeing, and this is a problem not just with e-bikes. It's pretty much across the board. Parents don't take the responsibility of their kids, and they go – we need a Super 73, for instance. That becomes a situation where that bike is not a legal e-bike.
Right.
It's not even considered an e-bike. It's an e-moto. We've got e-motos, not here in the store for sale, but they're fun. Mm-hmm. But they need to be ridden on private properties. They need to be handled correctly. These bikes that these parents are doing, they're riding their kids because their kids talk them into it.
Yeah.
Those kids have not had any training on the rules of the road. They haven't been through any type of driver safety course or anything like that, and they don't know the rules of the road. Mm-hmm. So they break the rules not even knowing.
Right.
And so one of the things that I believe that a parent needs to do, stick to the three classes, 1, 2, or 3. Mm-hmm. We talk about this. I could go through those real quick.
Yeah, I do.
So class 1 you have to pedal that bike to engage that bike. So that motor is not going to engage unless you're pedaling it, and right. It's turned on. You can also turn it off and ride it as a regular bicycle. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a class one. A class three, I always skip class three. Class three is exactly the same bike. You have to pedal that bike to engage that motor, but it goes up to 28 miles an hour instead of 20, so that's a class three.
Right.
No throttles on those two bikes. Then a class two actually has a throttle. You can't go faster. It's governed at 20 miles an hour with the throttle. You can pedal it a little bit faster, maybe up to 23, 24, in some cases even 25 miles an hour. But that's pedaling it, okay? Mm-hmm. It's not like you can just lay on that throttle. Now, what happens is that these kids are just computer whizzes, and a lot of them are, and they hack into that.
Right.
And they change that. And now all of a sudden this bike goes 35 or 40 miles an hour. That, Scott, is just, if a parent knows that, they need to stop that kid from doing that. Mm-hmm. Because they're going to get, we're starting to see, I think Douglas County started to confiscate bikes.
They did. And fining pretty heavy.
Fining, yeah. We have our good friend Kevin Flesh, who's an attorney. He's represented both sides of that. Mm-hmm. And like he said, we've got to educate these people.
Yeah.
Which brings me into a whole other segment of this, but the local police department. We're working right now with the local, which is the Louisville Police Department, Lafayette. And we did an event with them last night. And then they're supposed to come in for a video interview Friday. But we would love to go across the state of Colorado and work with every police department, mm-hmm. every municipality, to help them understand the classes and the importance of education.
Right.
Parents they're just missing it in mm-hmm. some cases.
Yep.
We had one particular parent say, look, I gotta get my kid a bike. He got it confiscated because it was a bike that wasn't legal on the pathway. So we don't sell that bike. And he goes, and there's like $7,500. Because I got to get him because he's going to buy him another bike for $7,500 because it's confiscated for 30 days. And he doesn't know what he's going to do with his kid for the next 30 days.
Dude.
Scott, that's sad. AJ, you have kids. That would never happen. I've seen you interact with your kids. You would never allow that to happen.
Yeah, it would be confiscated for 30 days, and it would be up for sale on day 31.
There it is. So that, and I know this about AJ because, like I said, I've seen him with his raising his kids the correct way.
Mm-hmm.
Learn, you break the rules, there's consequences.
Right.
And anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, we're coming to you live. You hear a little extra background noise. If you're just getting in the car, turn on the radio. We're coming to you live from eBike of Colorado today. And a lot going on here, as Randy just mentioned at the beginning. A lot of film crew here. I think a guy in a helicopter is coming later to pick up some bikes. I don't know. lot going on.
Yeah.
So it is cool. Hey, Jay, I want to get back to you a little bit. On the type of riding you do. You know, some people may think, you know, well, I only see e-bikes, you know, on the streets, or I only see them on trail. What have you used your e-bike?
So I use my e-bike primarily for riding our trails up at our ranch in Wyoming. So we have like dirt roads everywhere, some rocks and things. Nothing. I'm not riding over crazy boulders and whatnot, but I'm riding on dirt roads and gravel roads, and I just enjoy it because they're not always flat.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're going and maybe I'm got something I'm carrying, and next thing you know I hit a big hill. It's nice to be able to hit that throttle and assist me up that get it going. So
that's cool. Randy, let's talk. He just said rocks and riding tire protection.
Tell
what you offer in that.
Yeah, so we offer a tire protection plan where we guarantee no flats for 2 years. And what we do is we put anybody can do this to their bike. It's not something special. It just takes time and labor to do it. So we offer it at the point of sale.
Right.
So you put in a heavier, you put in a thicker tube. We put in a liner, and then we put in a product called Orange Seal, which then if you were to get a puncture through all of that, it would then seal that hole. This is really, really important, Scott, especially on a Class 2. That's what you ride, and AJ rides a Class 2. What, both of you guys have those throttles for very specific reasons, like AJ just said.
Yep.
It's nice to have that throttle because you're riding in such diverse terrain. You're either climbing it or you're going down it or you're going across rocky roads like fire roads or something like that. So that rear wheel is a Bearcat to take off and fix that tire.
Right.
So this eliminates that. We wouldn't guarantee that for 2 years if we were out there replacing tires on a regular basis or, you know, fixing flats.
Yeah, I just want to say I've changed 3 tires in the last year on all different vehicles and stuff that I have. I have not once touched my tires on my e-bike that has the tire protection plan in it.
Yeah.
So in the same roads.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting. I didn't realize that. That's a cool story because that's a testament to our product. It is a good product. You know, so we started that on my very, very first year because there was an 87-year-old guy that his son said, he's going to ride off trail, Randy. There's no question. I said, well, I got to, and I figured it out. That's how I figured it out.
You're listening to Just Try It. E-Bike of Colorado, 544 Front Street, downtown Louisville. And I tell you, get by the store. And, you know, Randy named the show without hesitation, Just Try It. And that's what we're just inviting you to do, challenging you to do, is come to the store. Hey, you got no excuse. They're here 7 days a week, 10 to 7 for you. Great crew, no matter where your knowledge may be on e-bikes, maybe you know very little, maybe you know a lot. No matter what, they'll be glad to help you. And as AJ clearly said it right at the beginning, the goal here is not to just sell you a bike. It's to get you the right bike that you'll enjoy riding, that fits you. And Randy, again, we got to go back to the online things. You know, I still see it every once in a while where people buy different things online, and man, it's nothing what they thought, and then they can't return it, or it's mega dollars to return different. Yeah. And why go through that hassle when you can come here and ride a plethora of bikes and have a trail system, have it put together for you? I mean,
and we've got, I'm pretty sure we got close to 100 bikes on the showroom floor to test ride. So you can figure something out. If you can't get it,
if you
can't figure it out with 100 test rides, of course nobody really rides 100 of them. But they might ride 5 or 6. You'd be surprised how many people say, I want to try this again. And they go, but I feel like I'm taking away too much of your time. You'll never take too much of our time.
Right.
We want to make, AJ said it, they work with you to get the right bike. That's our goal.
Yeah.
Scott, there would be nothing worse than to buy something and pay, I don't care what you pay for it, and let it sit in the garage. That's just ridiculous to do that. And people buy them online, they ride them, and maybe it's too much bike for them, you know, because they didn't test it. The other thing that is happening, and we started this years ago, we will not work on any electrical systems on an e-bike that we didn't sell.
Right.
Now, we are working towards, because they've gotten better, any brand that we do sell will work on the electrical systems. But that's fairly new within the last 18 months. If it's a bike that is bought from, you know, somewhere off the internet, that there's too much liability. Parents need to know that, too, because if something happens, like a fire happens because of a lithium ion battery, then that whole industry gets a bad name for it.
Sure.
And so we're very cautious with that, and we vet all of our bikes. Our bikes are all, you know, well manufactured.
Right. E-Bike of Colorado, I would classify as a premier bike shop.
Thank you.
And it doesn't mean just with bikes. It means from service. It means to the sales process. It means everything. And we haven't talked about this, and it just hit my mind, and I do want to bring it up. There was a company several months back giving away e-bikes with just you paying the tax or something. I don't remember all the details. But Randy and I warned and warned and warned people about that.
Yep.
And if you saw recently in the news, that place is no longer a lot of legal issues the owners have found themselves in. So I'll just leave it at that. But I just want to say, deal with a good shop.
So, you know, Scott, we talk about this a lot, right? We talk about competition. And it doesn't matter if it's the e-bike industry or whatever. You welcome good competition. Yep. There's room for a lot of people in the industry, whatever industry you're in. However, something that's bad competition, those guys deserve what they got.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just put it out there. They got investigated by the FBI. They got arrested. That was a scam. You'd be surprised how many people called here and said, when am I going to get my bike? And we're going, let's pull up your name, and we don't have you listed on this. Well, they had us confused.
Right.
I think our name offers a little bit of something, E-Bike of Colorado. I think they might think we're associated with the state or something like that. We're an independent retail store, right? But we were getting bad juju from those people that thinking that, you know, it was us that did that.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were collecting the rebate money is what they were. Which brings up another thing, right? Our rebate.
Yep. That was where I was going next. Tell us about it.
I was figuring you would. So we still do. So on all but two brands, we still match. So the state of Colorado does $225 rebate. That's given to you right at point of sale. Any mid-drive bike that we sell with a Bosch system, Shimano system, any pretty much mid-drive, we will match that $225 as well. So we're still giving you the $450 that the state started with last year and the year before. The class one or class two bikes that have the throttle and whatnot, there's two models, there's two brands, you still get the $225 off on that brand.
Okay.
So it's worth the drive to come 41 minutes from from Highlands Ranch or Colorado Springs
or
Fort Collins. It doesn't matter.
Because I'm just telling you, nobody has the opportunity to ride a trail system blocks from the store like you do.
It's amazing, isn't it? And the video crew went out this morning, and they were riding that, and they're blown away with how cool the trail system is.
Right.
And it's awesome. And we're blessed to be in the location that we are, and our employees. You know, you'll always hear me say it, the employee is the asset. Sure, the buildings, the inventory, all of those are tangible items, right? But having the employees that are loyal and they work hard and they've got your best interest, they got my best interest, they've got the customer's best interest, that's a huge asset.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'll always hear me say it, your asset is always in your employees.
Right. And, you know, I was kind of watching this morning a little bit, a couple of them talking to clients, and it's neat just the focus they have on them. A lot of times you go into stores, you know, and salespeople are looking around, talking to their buddy as they pass by, and the person's still standing. You know what I mean? So what I'm saying is they were just focused, answering questions, not trying to talk over somebody's head, you know. And again, I didn't know anything about the conversation, but I just mean just – giving that customer their undivided attention.
Yeah.
And that's a missing part, I think, a lot in sales today.
It is.
I can just say it from a customer's perspective, there's absolutely no pressure.
Yeah.
You know, no one's trying to force a sale on anybody here. They want you to enjoy and get the right bike that you need if you're, you know, in the market for a bike. And they just know that when they cultivate that relationship with you, you're going to be back.
Yeah. And the knowledge,
that's why I'm
man.
On my, what, third bike with you now?
Yeah, I know. It's amazing.
Keep buying them for my friends.
And the knowledge they have. You know, I mean, and that's what, and we've talked about this a million times, Randy, aggravates the fire out of me when I go to buy something and the person does not know what they're selling.
Yeah.
You know? Or I say, what's the difference? What am I getting for $1,500 and what am I getting for $2,500? And they start reading the tags. And I'm like, dude, I can read the tags. You know?
Yeah.
Well, you know, what's the difference? And man, your guys know.
And AJ's going to check those guys because he calls on the grok. He groks everything. And it's amazing because he comes back and he goes, this, and this. And I don't care what we're doing.
Yeah.
He's got that figured out. But so the customer is much more sophisticated than they were 20 years ago. not because they're so much smarter. They might be, but not because of that. It's because of the tools that are offered from, you know, technology.
Sure.
And so that's even more important in my mind, because now we have a checkpoint.
Right.
And that's, to me, we're not going to blow smoke up our customer. Yeah. We're just not. We're going to give them. If we don't know the answer, Scott, we're going to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that. And but if we do know the answer, and if we can give you some guidance, people ask us for guidance.
Yeah.
We want to do that. We want to offer that. That doesn't mean that it's the best for that person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have guys come in here and they want to buy a full suspension carbon fiber mountain bike. Where do you ride? Oh, we just ride back and forth to go to breakfast about two times a week. And we're going, you don't need to spend that kind of money on that bike, because that bike is way overkill for you and you'll never get the experience. Try this one.
Right.
It's a fraction of the cost and it has a much more comfortable ride with the type of riding that you're going to do.
Right.
And that's our goal.
Right. Last two or three minutes. Again, if you just turn on the radio in your vehicle or at work, whatever, we are live at eBike of Colorado today, 544 Front Street, downtown Louisville, as I mentioned at the beginning, 10 to 7. 7 days a week. Hey, nothing better than coming over later afternoon, taking a test ride. I mean, the weather is cooling down here quite a bit now, so it is super nice. Service real quick. If you want to mention club membership, service, take a couple of seconds, talk about that.
Yeah, so we offer a club membership that you know, gives you an additional 20% off of all your accessories. It gives you a spot in the queue, you know, because we want you to be a VIP person. We build the bike out for you. Our mechanics are not just your typical, and there's nothing wrong with this high school kid that's just putting bikes together. They torque everything to manufacturer's specifications. They're doing what needs to be done. There's liability, and I mitigate my risk with liability. I don't want somebody's handlebars coming loose and falling off of it.
Right.
And so,
and then a free tune-up.
Oh yeah, you get a free tune-up at 250 miles,
okay.
And then once again, you know, we stand behind our tire protection. That's not included in the membership. That's an additional cost, but at least we do stand behind it.
Yep.
And so there's just a lot of benefit.
And a lot of accessories behind us here where we're actually taping today. I mean, you got. You can get the bike, but then you can also walk out here with everything else pretty much you need.
Yeah, including a car rack for your cars, because, you know, you can't use the standard type bike rack where you hang it on the back of your car. This bike doesn't weigh 20 pounds or 17 pounds or something. They're going to get up in that 50, 60-pound range, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it has to be a platform rack. We've got those. We've got them already built out. We've got them in a box so the person can buy it. And take it home and save a little bit of money and assemble it themselves.
Yep.
Almost every time they go, why didn't I just pay you to assemble
exactly.
it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And but anyway, and it's kind of unique that AJ is here today, because there is a lot of activity going on around here.
Absolutely. And I know you guys got a lot to get to too. So AJ, we appreciate you being with us, man.
Thanks for having
me. And thanks for being with us. And Randy, thanks for having us out. I know you guys were slam busy, so thanks for taking time out today to do the show.
Thank you, Scott. We appreciate it.
Come by and see them, folks. It's eBike of Colorado, 544 Front Street, downtown Louisville, 7 days a week, 10 to 7. Hey, when you come, tell them Scott sent you. They'll take great care of you. Don't forget the rebate, $225 is the state, and on most models, they will match that. So you'll get another $225, so the full $450 off. E-bike responsibly, remember that tagline as well. And thanks for being with us today for Just Try It. Don't go anywhere, more coming back right here on Haystack Up Radio.
How much do you need to lower your monthly mortgage payment? $200, $300, $400 or more? As rates decline, take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Over 24 years of saving Coloradans money. Low rates, lower payments, less costs. What makes us different is we listen. As an independent mortgage broker, we shop the top lenders to save you the most. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Want to purchase your next home? You can't qualify unless you sell your current home? Let us show you how to get the down payment out of your current home, qualify for the new one, and then sell yours for the most. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. So you want to buy a home? Let us show you loans that can save you money, low down payment, first-time home buyer specials, fixed rates in the fours with buy downs. Call for details, 720-895-0500, or apply now at AIMortgage.net. That's affordable interest mortgage, where it's all about you.
Regulated by DORA, NMLS 217-147, Equal Credit Lender.
Looking for great deals on hunting, fishing, camping, or shooting gear? Then make your next stop the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hamden in Sheridan. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and listen, whether you're buying or selling, you'll find quality new and pre-owned outdoor gear for hunting, fishing, and camping at prices that you won't believe. From firearms and optics to fishing tackle, camping gear, and more, there's always something new to discover. Stop by the Outdoorsman's Attic and see why Colorado sportsmen keep coming back. Tell Billy Scott sent you, and you'll get the Sportsman of Colorado Radio discount on all hunting and fishing gear, excluding firearms. Colorado's largest consignment store for the outdoors. It's the Outdoorsman's Attic, where the outdoors begins and the adventure continues.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands the way the jury thinks. In the context of a personal injury case, you've been hurt by someone else's negligence. The idea is that you're going to try to recover so that you can get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. What that really means from a jurist's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about six people that you don't know. Those six people view the evidence and make a unanimous decision that will decide what the fair value is. When you're the one who's hurt, you have a good idea of what you think it's worth. The question is, can you persuade those other individuals whom you don't know and were witnesses to believe that's what the case is worth? Kevin Flesh understands the way the jury thinks. Call now for a free consultation, 303-806-8886.
You're listening to KLZ 560 AM, your home station.
Welcome to Listen Up. My name is Scott Watley. We are glad you are with us. Our show, or this segment, is brought to you by Custom Ear Solutions, and we call this segment Listen Up with our exclusive audiologist, Dr. Melissa Fling. How are you? Always got a smile on your face.
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Summer keeping you busy?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Unfortunately. No, I'm just kidding.
And you know what? It's not going to be long. We're going to be going. Happy Halloween, happy Thanksgiving, and Christmas.
I
mean,
well,
this year,
I'm just, not that I want summer to go, be over, because right. I never do, but I'm looking forward to when we come out of the 90-degree weather.
Right.
Or like, you know, the other day I tried to go for a walk, and it was 99 degrees, and I thought, oh, God, I'll just make this a 15-minute walk.
You got to go early.
I know, early or late.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, because it's killer otherwise. So that's the only thing I want to happen, is just so I can go on a walk any time of day without worrying about it, but right. Yeah.
You know, they're going to be voting on this time change thing. Which way do you like it better?
Oh, I wish they'd get rid of it. I don't want to have daylight savings time. Is that what you're talking about?
I mean, do you like the daylight in the evening more, or do you like it to be?
Well, here's the way I look at it. The schedule of the planet doesn't change no matter what we label it. I wish we'd get rid of how we change the way we label it. I just want us to have the same time all year long. Right. Oh, but you're saying which one do I prefer?
Yeah, because see, I like having the daylight longer. I mean, I like the sun going down at 8:30 or 8:45.
Well, the sun will still go down when it goes down.
Right.
It's just, yeah, I don't have a preference on that. The sun will, that won't change, right? The sun goes down when
I
it goes
know,
down.
But I mean,
it's just what we label it.
I don't
it.
Want to go down at 6:30. You
know? Yeah, the time. So you have a specific time.
I hate
time.
When it gets dark, especially that first few weeks, you know, where we change the clock in the winter.
Yeah.
You know, and at like 4:50, the sun's going down.
Right.
I can't stand that.
Just the time that we say it's going down. Yeah, I know. I don't have a preference about that. I just don't want us to switch between the times.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Today we're going to talk about several topics here, and we're going to get as many of these as we can. And, you know, for me, with tinnitus, boy, I try to think of things that, you know, will engage with our listeners. And Dr. Fling says, you know, what can we talk about that's really going to help engage? And she came up with some great topics here.
And I would have to say tinnitus is one of the big, big things. I don't know numbers out there of how many millions. I feel like it would be in the millions of Americans suffer with this.
It is.
But it's a lot.
Yeah. I think I read once that it's one of the most common health conditions in the world. Mm-hmm. So that just to give anybody an idea of how common it is. It's so common. Because here's why it's so common. Because loud sound exposure is the most common cause of it, and we are surrounded by loud sound all the time.
Right.
With everything being industrialized now, and we've got machinery, and we've got firearms, and, just natural nature sounds don't tend to get that loud. Mm-hmm. Thunder and lightning and volcanoes are probably the loudest sources, and most of us probably aren't around that a ton.
Right, right.
So... yeah, anyway.
And it's so weird to me that, it's not the same for everybody, how tinnitus, the right way to say it, is presents itself. Mm. Like with me, it's a high pitch, high tone ring.
Yeah.
24/7, never goes away.
Yeah.
I know friends that have it, and they say it sounds like thousands of locusts in their head, kind of a dull roar.
Yeah.
Have people described it in different ways to you of what they're hearing?
Yes. Yes, yeah. I've heard sizzling. Like bacon sizzling.
No, I wouldn't mind that. As long as it came with the aroma.
You'd be salivating all day long. I've heard white noise. I've heard ringing, humming, buzzing, chirping, clicking. Everybody hears it a little bit differently, but probably the most common is how you describe it, high-pitched whining or ringing.
Right.
Some people hear ocean sounds. It really runs the gamut. Yeah, and we don't really know why that is, what the mechanism behind how it sounds is. They're starting to look at, because also everyone hears it in a different place in their head. Some people are like, no, it's right in my ears. Other people hear it kind of in the front of their head or the back of their head.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
So there's different locations that people hear it, and they're starting to look at why that is and what that might mean about the cause of your tinnitus or the prognosis of kind of helping lower the intensity of it. So they're looking at some interesting things. We don't know how to cure it yet, but it's a fascinating condition, really.
And there's really, let's touch on that, because I've seen some things with gummy bears. I've seen some things where they've said.
Advertisements. Folks,
there's nothing really out there that cures. Now, there are some things that can made to distract your brain.
Yeah.
A little bit that some audiologists may do, different things like that. But as far as something that you're going to eat to cure it, probably not.
Yeah. And, the interesting thing is, although we don't know things that necessarily make it better in your diet, there are definitely things that can make it worse. Alcohol consumption, high salt intake, so a lot of processed food, caffeine, nicotine, high doses of aspirin for people that are using that for chronic pain. So enough people with tinnitus have said those things make my tinnitus worse that now it's kind of on the list of, general things to think about. And stress, of course. Most people say when they're really stressed, their tinnitus seems louder temporarily.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's one category. And then we just actually did a show on this recently. Presbycusis. Oh, look at there. See, I could be a doctor. All right. Age-related hearing loss. And, go to haystackhelpradio.com. You can click on a podcast there and catch that one from Dr. Fling. That's just normal, folks. It's just as we age, we're going to lose some.
Right. Presbycusis is just the medical term for age-related hearing loss, and everyone at some point will have that.
Now, when you say speech and noise problems, what do we mean there?
Understanding speech in the presence of noise.
And that's part of your hearing test.
Yes, because that's the most common complaint everybody, but specifically for people with hearing loss, they're all having trouble understanding speech in the presence of noise. whether the noise, it doesn't matter what the noise is, but particularly when the noise is also speech. Mm-hmm. So like in a busy restaurant, if you're trying to filter out all these other people talking in the background from one person talking that you want to hear, right, it gets hard.
Right.
So yeah, most people, the more hearing loss, or as they start to develop hearing loss and it gets worse over time with age, that gets harder and harder and more frustrating for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And hearing aids themselves, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's really just amplifying sound. That doesn't restore you to perfect hearing, does it?
Right. No. Yeah, we're not actually restoring anything. And this is something that got pounded into our heads in grad school. We are not restoring hearing. We don't know how to do that. We don't know how to cure hearing loss. We are simply turning sound up louder to, you know, with a prescription, with mm-hmm. a prescription amount of hearing loss based on research-based formulas. But yeah, we're turning sound up based on how much hearing loss you have. To make it easier for you to hear it. That's all. Now, there are some more sophisticated processes within hearing aid, the kind of computer chip that's in it. It's right. doing a lot of stuff other than just turning things up. I mean, they're trying to basically mimic the processes of the brain.
Sure.
You know, they're getting closer and they're not that good mm-hmm. yet, but that's what they're trying to mimic essentially, is how our brain processes sound. They're trying to put that into our brains into a computer chip in the hearing aid. But yeah, essentially we're not changing your hearing. We're just turning things up louder so it's easier for you to hear them.
It is amazing how small they have got.
I know, isn't it?
I mean, you can't even tell hardly with some of them.
I know.
Little bitty clear tube runs around the front of the ear, a little bitty small.
I know. And everybody's so worried about it, how they'll look, but mm-hmm. most people can't even see them.
I know.
You know? So, yeah, they've gotten so discreet and so sophisticated now, and they'll continue to do so.
Right.
Yeah.
Again, Dr. Lemus, the thing is with us. It's Custom Ear Solutions, 720-839-7705. If somebody experiences, I mean, they're just sitting and all of a sudden, man, they notice a change in their hearing, like kind of an abrupt hearing loss.
Yeah.
Is that something you should seek medical attention for pretty yeah. quick?
Yeah, that's so if you have a sudden hearing loss, usually it's just on one side. Very, very rare that it would happen in both ears at the same time. So if you have a sudden hearing loss, it's, and I will say, sometimes it's earwax. Sometimes okay. it, and particularly if like something shifted while you were sleeping, sometimes it's just the earwax got pushed around a little and it plugged your ear. But regardless, you won't know the cause. So if you have something like that happen, it's so important to get in to see, if you can, an ear, nose, and throat physician, ENT physician, within 72 hours of that. Because if it's inner ear sudden hearing loss and it's due to inflammation, they're likely going to prescribe steroids like prednisone, which will bring the inflammation down and could restore your hearing back to normal. But it's so important. And still, so many primary care physicians don't know this protocol. Mm-hmm. A lot of people go to the emergency room and they don't know the protocol there. So, you know, as a field of audiology, we're trying to spread the word, like, hey, if you have a sudden hearing loss, not only to the practitioners, but to the people that experience it, if you have a sudden hearing loss, get in to see an ear, nose, and throat as soon as you possibly can so that you can get steroids and have a higher chance of it being restored.
Right.
If you wait past that point and the inflammation potentially does permanent damage, steroids won't help. Usually they don't help after a week or two or three. You got to get in within 3 days.
Right.
Yeah.
Vertigo. That's yeah. something a lot of people suffer with. How do you know if it's vertigo? I mean, is dizziness always vertigo? Is that maybe the best way to have? Or could it also be, you know, I guess your brain, I mean, different concussion or something like that could
yeah.
cause dizziness? But
vertigo is a very specific type of dizziness. So I would say dizziness is like this whole general category.
Okay.
And within that, there can be specific types of dizziness. Vertigo is specific in that it is a spinning sensation. So you might feel like you're spinning, or you might feel like your surroundings are spinning. That's what vertigo is. Now, a lot of people misunderstand that, and they think that vertigo is lightheadedness. You know, I have a lot of people that tell me, yeah, I'm dizzy, I'm this, I'm that. When you start asking some specific questions mm-hmm. about their symptoms, it's almost never vertigo. Most people don't experience vertigo on a regular basis. That's a very specific type of dizziness that has very specific causes. Most people are referring to lightheadedness, right. Like they get lightheaded if they stand up too quickly mm-hmm. or they feel, you know, as we age, our balance also starts to decline slowly. So you might not feel as steady or stable when you're walking. That's what I would say most people experience, lightheadedness or imbalance. And there is kind of this category of dizziness where people don't know how to explain it.
Right.
They just say, I just feel dizzy. It's not vertigo. It's not lightheadedness. It's not balance. It's something in between. And those people are the more challenging people to determine what the cause is, because it's difficult for them to explain. But vertigo is very specific. It's a spinning sensation.
Right.
Yeah.
You're listening to a special segment we call Listen Up here on Haystack Help Radio. I'll tell you what, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, more with Dr. Melissa Fling.
Riding an e-bike will make you feel like a kid again. Just try it. Hi, I'm Randy Kranzi, founder of eBike of Colorado. E-bikes are a fun way to ride the trails. Pedal Assist technology flattens the steepest hills. We have 14 major brands to choose from, and our expert staff will find you the perfect bike. Come take a free test ride at eBike of Colorado in downtown Louisville next to the historic grain elevator. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Learn more at ebikeofcolorado.com. Just try it.
Need new glasses fast? With Stack Optical's on-site lab, you'll get your prescription glasses in just 3 to 4 days. No long wait times. Hey, this is Scott Whatley, and I've trusted my eye care to Allen Stack and Stack Optical for the last 15 years. Eye exams are only $69, and that should be a part of your physical checkups each year. For over 50 years, Denver has trusted this family-owned boutique eye care center for premium vision care, custom eyewear, and expert repairs. See the Stack Optical difference today. Call 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. And tell them Scott sent you. Stack Optical. Since 1968, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
This is KLZ 560 AM, your home station.
Welcome back to Listen Up. My name is Scott Whatley, along with Dr. Melissa Fling. She is our exclusive audiologist here on Haystack Help Radio and Sportsman of Colorado Radio. It is Custom Ear Solutions. Check out our website, customearsolutions.com. Schedule a hearing test or to check out all the different custom ear solutions she has to offer with her custom molds. Give her a call, 720-839-7705. All right, if you're just joining us, we've been talking about several topics here that I believe a lot of people suffer with. We talked about tinnitus, presbycusis. I've learned a medical term here today, age-related hearing loss. We talked a little bit about hearing aids, sudden hearing loss, vertigo, earwax. You mentioned that.
Yeah.
And you do earwax removal.
Yes.
Okay.
I love it.
Is there a... I know. That's so weird. Do most people, I mean, or is it 20% of the people have a problem with earwax? I mean, I don't know. Mm. Is it more?
No. Okay. I would say it's the minority of people that have problems with earwax. Most of the time when I look in people's ears, they're clear or they just have like a little bit, nothing right. that needs to be removed.
And you're bummed out.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, dang it. Love earwax buildup. So I'd say it's not the majority. And, you know, the ears are self-cleaning. So if you're a person that likes to use Q-tips a lot, you might end up causing a problem because of the Q-tips, depending on how you're using them. I don't like to blame the Q-tip. I like to blame the person and their technique, because Q-tips on their own are not inherently bad. I use Q-tips almost every day to clean my ears, but I just swab the opening.
Right.
I don't go in deep. The deep diggers, they're the ones that can...
Deep diggers.
They're the people that are digging for gold in their ears. Right, right. They're the ones that can either have an injury or they can cause earwax to – they interfere with the natural process of earwax migrating out on its own. They push the wax back into their ear, okay. And then it builds up and gets impacted. But to answer your question, no, most people do not have problems with earwax.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
But if you think you might – again,
yes.
Coming for a hearing test, she'll check your ears out. You do offer that service.
Yes.
Yeah.
And for the really curious people out there, if you want to see what the inside of your ears look like, I can show you that too on camera.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I know, that's so weird.
Yeah.
It looks so weird. Yeah.
Most people have never seen their eardrum.
Right.
So if you want to see your eardrum, right. Come in and I'll show you on camera.
Now, what about hearing loss and dementia? We've talked about this on the show before, and
yeah.
It seems like, calling what you said, people with hearing loss tend to get away from crowds, tend to stay away from conversations as much as they can. They isolate, and when their brain's not working with normal conversations like you and I have every day, all throughout the day, that's going to start playing a role in maybe some early dementia, isn't it?
Yeah. Hearing the topic of hearing loss and dementia has been pretty hot now for at least the past 10 years, but, you know, it's been talked about for longer than that, but it's getting really, really hot now. You know, all the alarmists are coming out and saying, hearing loss and dementia. So here's the deal. We hypothesize that there is a relationship between those two, because we do see common patterns of people that have untreated hearing loss start to show cognitive deficits earlier, and they decline, their cognitive skills decline faster than those that have hearing loss, but they've treated it at a younger age and they are treating it consistently, typically with the use of hearing aids. But the people that develop hearing loss, it goes on and on for decades, they do nothing about it, they're going to start showing some memory, some changes in memory. They're going to start showing slowing down in speed of processing. And that's, we just see it so consistently now that we think that those two must be related to each other. And when you think about it, of course they are.
Mm-hmm.
It's no different than if you don't use a certain muscle in your body. Not only does the muscle get smaller because it's not being challenged, but the connection between your brain and the muscle weakens. So you lose strength over time. So you have to keep your brain and your body
right.
working and doing sure. things in order for it to be efficient and strong.
Right.
And it's the same with hearing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. What do we mean by noise-induced hearing loss?
Noise-induced. I am going to change the way we say
okay.
that. I prefer to call it loud sound induced hearing loss
okay.
because noise implies that you don't want to hear it or that it's bothersome. But really, it could be any type of sound. It can be music, which I personally love, you know, so if it's loud enough, that could damage your hearing. So any sound that is too loud and you listen to it for too long, it can damage your hearing. So,
okay.
yeah, you know, but we've been saying noise-induced hearing loss for decades, but not everything is noise, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some things are really pleasant things that we want to listen to. We just happen to listen to them too loud and for too long, and that'll cause a hearing loss too.
And I think we've all been in situations where maybe an elevator is what I think about because I'm on an elevator here at the studio, you know,
yeah.
every day, but I've had people get in with, like, music, listen to something, and I can hear it in their earbuds,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or on a plane or different things like that. And I mean,
yeah, loud sound.
You should not have those things
cranked like
up.
That.
Yeah.
I know. That's becoming such a more common thing that we're seeing in teenagers with, you know, the addition of well, now we have these really sophisticated Bluetooth earbuds. Mm-hmm. But even, you know, back in the 80s and 90s when people were wearing their Walkmans, you know, sure. same thing. Yeah, just all this sound right into your ear. And it's becoming so common now. Like the other day, I wore my AirPods for hours listening to a podcast. And after I thought, man, you need to give your ears a break. That's too much. And I'm fairly conservative with that, but I bet there are people that wear their AirPods all day long.
Oh, yeah.
That's all they're doing is just they have some sound input, whether it's phone calls, mm-hmm. music, podcasts.
Walking, working out, whatever.
They're doing it all day. And mm-hmm. so we're gonna see an uptick in sound-induced hearing loss, I think, just because of those Bluetooth earbuds.
Right.
People are just listening to something all day long. That's not natural. You've got to give your ears a break.
Right.
Yeah.
There is a thing called listening fatigue.
Yes.
Actually.
Yeah. Yeah. And actually, I kind of felt that way after I was listening to that podcast for hours. And then I went and listened to another podcast and I was walking. I thought, oh, God, yeah, I don't even want to listen to this. I'm tired. Like, just so right. I took it off, took the AirPods out. And yeah, I mean, that's just basically when you get tired of listening. But that listening fatigue is more in the context of people with hearing loss.
Okay.
Because
they're having to work so hard.
Yes.
To hear.
They're having to work so much harder to put the pieces together of everything that they're missing, especially if it's in background mm-hmm. noise. So that's really what that is referring to. Your whole body gets tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that plays right back then what we were just talking about, though. People get tired of doing that. That's where they just leave the dining table, kitchen
exactly.
table, go sit in a recliner by themselves.
That's where it starts, is the listening fatigue. And then they start making decisions based off of that, remembering, like, I couldn't understand anything. I was exhausted after. Mm-hmm. Those aren't fun things. So why am I going to go do that again? So they stop going to social gatherings. They start isolating. That leads to depression. That has a negative impact on the brain. That can lead to dementia. You know, all these things, it just starts with how tired listening makes people with hearing loss feel.
Yeah, absolutely. It is Custom Ear Solutions, customearsolutions.com. Dr. Fling's number, 720-839-7705. You know what? Don't put it off any longer. I know we're in the middle of summer and all the fun and all, but you know what? Get this taken care of now. Enjoy the fall and winter where you can hear. And and just to get that baseline, and we've talked about this on previous shows, but so important. It's hard to know where you're going with your hearing if you've never measured it and haven't done that in a while. And this isn't just something she plays a few tones and, you know, that's it. I mean, this is you need an hour, you said.
Yeah, it's a thorough, comprehensive diagnostic evaluation. And you know, if people that hear me on the radio show think, oh, $200, that's a little bit too much for me. I mean, I'm just trying to get people in to help them with preventive care. So if somebody from the radio hears me, I'll give you $50 off. You know, I just want people to come in.
Cool.
And I'm willing to do that, you know, from now until when there's no deadline for that. I just want people to come in. So if the cost is just a bit too much for some people, if you hear me on the radio, just mention that to me and I'll give you $50 off.
All right. Well, that's a deal.
Yeah.
All right. Take advantage of that. Okay. And again, the number 720-839-7705. In our office, I'll let you explain.
Quebec. The location of my office?
Bellevue.
Yep. I'm off of I-25 in Bellevue, specifically Quebec and Bellevue in Greenwood Village / Denver Tech Center. If you know where Papa Doe's is, right off I-25 in Bellevue, that is right across the street from me. So
I love that place.
Yeah, it's good.
Now, did you know pre-COVID they had buffets on Sundays? And they were absolutely incredible. After COVID, they quit the Sunday buffet.
I didn't know that.
And, I mean, I'm telling you, it was awesome.
Oh, man. Maybe they'll bring it back once we get far enough away from COVID.
Yeah, I hope so, too. Dr. Fling, thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. 720-839-7705. Hey, tell her Scott sent you. All right? We appreciate it. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. Thanks for being with us today. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.